What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm host Brandon, and joining me this week, host of Gaslighting Podcast, we got Devin. Devin, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I didn't even expect you to respond to me.
Yeah, of course. glad to have you on. Now, before we dive into everything, everyone be sure to check us out on Twitter over at Shitty Song Pod and leave us a voicemail over at 910-370-1604 with all your shit song suggestions and reviews. And while you're at it, be sure to check out our Patreon page over at patreon.com/SSOTW. Sign up, become a glutton for punishment to get access to bonus content every single month. Today, I'm looking forward to this one. We're going to do a bit of a wild card episode here. You suggested a topic for us to go through here, and the basics of it is just standard 80s music.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is just, oh, it's a fun decade to go through. I feel like we should dive into this genre more often.
Me too, because there's so much good, and then there's just a garbage load of fucking bad 80s music that people don't even know about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially Australian music.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Like, I love when Turch comes on the show from We Only Do One Take, and he brings the we like to do the American versus Australia showdowns, because it proves time and time again that Australians have some of the worst fucking music out there.
Yes, they do. And I don't understand why.
Granted, I'm sure there's bands out there that I would enjoy, but, you know, everything that's been brought to this show proves that it's fucking hard to beat Australian music for shit.
And, you know, I know a certain Australian that seems to think that Australia is the best fucking country in the world when it's not.
Yeah, but, well, I had asked you why you had brought this song. I believe your exact reasoning was because my co-host likes this band.
Yes, and they fucking suck.
Excellent. So why don't we talk a little bit about the song that you're bringing tonight?
Okay, so the song is called Cheap Wine by Cold Chisel. And first of all, just the name Cold Chisel, what kind of name is that?
God, it's so fucking dull.
The music video itself, it looks like they don't even have air conditioning in Australia. Like, why is everyone sweaty? Like, I understand it's 80s, but they're just recording in, like, some trashed apartment.
Yeah, it does. Like, I watched this music video. It looks like they're sitting, like, they're in and up. They're actually broke into this apartment to record this music video.
Like, there's toothpaste on the sink that he's brushing his teeth with. Like, just sprayed toothpaste on the sink.
Yeah, that's gross.
Like, once we get into more of the lyrics, yeah, I have more to go on that. I think this man needs a lot of improvement in his life. I know this is the 80s and he's probably dead or something, but it's fine.
Okay, well, I'm just going to hit play here. If there's any point you want me to stop it, just let me know.
All right.
Once I smoked a denim and cigar, I drove a foreign car.
That's a lot of bragging.
Okay, what happened? That was years ago. What happened?
He smoked a cigar and he drove a car. He's just bragging about things.
Like,
he's
done. What do you have to brag about? You're brushing your teeth with toothpaste sink.
Look, Jeff Bezos went to space, and this guy drove a car
barely.
And
he barely went to space.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, I hate rich people just as much as the next guy.
Oh yeah, of course.
I heard she died, but on a needle she was crucified. Baby, that was years ago.
And you're just gonna put it in a song? You're just gonna talk about your friend dying in a song? For what?
This is like
she was crucified on a needle. So what? Did she die overdosing on heroin or something? That's not cool to just sing about, dude.
These lyrics are retarded, and the whole
they are.
The whole feel for this. It's got like a shitty Hall & Oates knockoff. That's all I'm...
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I'm hearing out of this. Oh, goddamn. All right, so we got the hook that's about to come up.
Oh. A three-day growth? Is he talking about his boner or something else? Because either of those, you need to get that checked out.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand what he's singing about.
What is a 3-day growth?
And why is it pair well with cheap wine? None of this makes fucking sense. Right.
None of it makes sense. And my co-host loves this for some reason. This is his bread and butter. He would play Cold Chisel almost before every fucking episode that we record, and it makes me go fucking insane. And that's I think he does it on purpose.
That's his pump-up music? God damn.
Yeah, I know.
I don't mind taking charity from those that I despise. Baby, I don't need your love.
Okay, well, hold on. Going back to that trashed apartment, saying, baby, I don't need your love. You need a woman in your life, man. That's exactly why your apartment is fucking trashed.
Well, I feel like they're trying to portray this lifestyle that he's leading of this rock star. Because he's got the gold records on the floor. It's all
everything is thrown everywhere.
He's just up all night partying and getting fucked up, man, and making a mess of his place. But he doesn't need your love.
He looks like a more strung out Billy Joe Armstrong. And that's saying something.
Yeah, this is rough. I don't need your love. There's still 2.5 minutes of this shit. It just drags on and on. But you can't meet my eyes. I don't really need your love. I don't need your love. Okay, I bet you did on the show a bunch. This bugs me so much when you have a lead guitar. Musically, it's not bad. You know, this is mixed horribly, and it's super low volume. I got this cranked as high as it'll go, and this is what you're hearing, so I apologize. But the lead guitar has got some decent fills in there. What I hate is that this asshole is singing over all that, so you really have to focus in on what the guitar is doing.
Yeah, like, you know, don't get me wrong. I love a good guitar solo. I love hearing guitar in songs. But why is this asshole's mic mixed so goddamn loud? Yeah. Why is he singing over everything that's in the song? His voice isn't even that great.
And just give him a solo. If he wants to branch off and do shit, just give him a little guitar solo. You don't need to be talking. It's so
good. Right. With this guy, I would rather listen to Kurt Cobain do a cappella than listen to this guy sing. And I hate Kurt Cobain.
God damn. Hot take. So is a 3-day growth, I feel like he's talking about like the little stubble that he's
maybe,
got going on.
Maybe.
There. Like he hasn't shaved for 3 days, he's living a rugged life.
Okay, the fact of the matter is, in 3 days, as a Mexican, I can grow more hair than him, so that I can be proud of. I'm better than Australians.
Also, I just can't get over the cheap wine. Like, that's what he's bragging about. He's over here slapping bags.
That's like over there. Oh yeah, you know, I drink Fireball every day. You know, I'm a high roller. Fuck you. That's not even whiskey.
Oh goddamn! Not even halfway through this shit.
Okay, is this supposed to be a guitar solo, or are you just saying come on over and over again?
Oh yeah, that's all he's doing. He's just telling you to come on.
Like, come on, dude.
Look, he's got cheap wine, he's got a little stubble on his face, he wants you to come over. That's all this is.
Okay, you know, I can't say anything, because that's how I used to be when I was 21.
It's okay, he doesn't need your love, because whatever happened, it was years ago. There's so much going on here.
But he keeps bringing it up, but, you know, it was years ago.
Yeah, and to quote Patrick Michael, that's fine, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Beach drinking rocket fuels, yeah. Spent the all night breaking all the rules, yeah. What's that piano doing? I'm going to go back there. Piano's got this weird
please,
feel
please
going
do.
On. I know that this is an audio medium, so people aren't going to understand this. This music video fucking sucks. Like, the
videography
behind this thing
music
is so
video.
Bad. Is the piano queuing up a flashback? What the fuck is happening there?
Yeah, exactly. What am I doing? Am I watching an episode of Psych?
He's entering a dream sequence. An episode of Psych. God damn it, that is accurate.
He's trying to like flex his vocal prowess right now. There's no prowess there whatsoever.
No.
I would rather listen to that dude that did that cover of that Nirvana song that was really bad. I'm trying. It's slipping my mind. But oh my God, I would rather listen to that. Him trying to flex his vocal prowess than this.
And look, at this point in the song, it makes sense for him to try to do this. So I'm not
right. Yeah, it does.
That, but his vocals are so fucking monotone that even when he does this, all he's doing is raising the volume. He's not adding anything to it. And thank God he is, so I can actually fucking hear him. But still,
right? He's sounding like a very Walmart brand Bon Jovi right now. He's trying his best, but $3 can't even buy it.
Like someone heard a Boston song and tried to replicate it.
Yeah! I don't have a telephone. I'm another word away.
But I always feel at home. Again, another comment on this music video. This drummer is the saddest drummer on the planet. He's just sitting there using the drumsticks to whack his knees because he's having a great old time, and occasionally he'll hit the guitarist next to him. It's fucking funny.
Oh my God. And like halfway through the song, much like fucking Bonnie Tyler, he's losing his fucking steam. You can hear the strain coming in his fucking voice. But don't get me wrong, I love me some good Bonnie Tyler, whoever the fuck sings that I Need a Hero song. But halfway through the song, she loses steam, and that's what he's doing right now. You can hear that strain start to come through. But then again, it's not like modern music. This is, you know, the 80s. When people were starting to lose that, they couldn't just fix it in post.
Well, that's what I agree with you. I think what's going on here is halfway through the song, he regrets putting this song on the album.
Oh, yeah.
But they already paid for the studio time, so he can't it's not like he can just take it away and wipe it off the album. He's got to finish it. And why the music video? Like, was this a hit song? Like, I'm not huge on this. Was this a big hit?
I don't know. I don't understand Australian music at all.
No.
Because I've been shown, like, Australian rap, too. And I'm a huge fan of hip-hop. And I'm just like, what is this garbage? You know, and I'm from Detroit. You know,
right.
With where rap is, like, you know, rap is still happening now. Yeah, you know, most of it's garbage, but there's some good shit that comes out of it. Like, what is this? Australia, do better. Make better podcasters too.
Look, man, I don't want to shit on too much because, you know, it was years ago. Don't worry about it. It was years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
God damn it. There better be a fucking face-melting guitar solo at the end of this. It needs to be something.
No, it's going to be a heroin-induced coma guitar solo.
Yay. He's even panting at the music video. He's fucking... he can't even stand. So many bad decisions in this.
Okay, there are so many bands that hate each other.
Yep.
Like, you know... like Guns N' Roses. You know, Axl and Slash don't fucking like each other. But they still keep fucking doing it, even though, you know, Axl Rose has to have his 50 grilled cheese sandwiches or else he won't show up for the show.
That is true, goddamn. We only got 20 seconds left. Thank God.
I could not imagine being in a car ride and listening to this.
It's like a rip-off Fog Hat song. Like, there's so many fucking terrible things about it. At least like they're fading it out.
If I handed somebody the aux cord and they played that song, they better barrel roll out of the car going fucking 50 or I'm going to shoot them in the fucking head. I can't fucking stand that.
All right, well, that was fucking hot dog shit. I'll agree with you on that.
Oh, my God.
Now... I'm gonna change the pace here a little bit. Like,
okay.
That song was slow and monotone, and it's like a ripoff of a Hall & Oates song. What I'm about to give you is a fast, ultra upbeat knockoff of a car song.
Mm.
Now, are you
like the animated movie Cars? You know, no, Life is a Highway.
That should show up on the show too. No, but I'm talking Rick Ocasek over here. Now,
okay.
Now, are you familiar with a band called Q-Feel?
No, I'm not.
Okay, don't feel bad if you haven't. Yeah, no one has.
I don't.
It's Q-Feel, all one word. Now, this is they're like this synth pop duo, and they came up with this song called "Dancing in Heaven" (parentheses orbital bebop). Now, it's a fucking ridiculous tune. I don't.
Please don't tell me they're trying to be like a before Daft Punk, because you said synth pop. Oh God, if that's the case, I'm gonna fucking kill myself live on the show.
Well, that being said, enjoy.
Oh no.
For the record, before I go any further, I love this song. It's like it is absolutely.
How do you love this?
I love dog shit. Like I listen to a lot of shit music. Look, I love this too. Because it's fucking horrible. This is like an escalator of lifestyle or living in a box 80s song. It's fucking ridiculous. These lyrics are so stupid.
I love shit music too. You know, I'm a huge fan of Avenged Sevenfold, but that doesn't mean I would admit it.
Oh God, that's all right. All right, now he's got a little bit of a catchphrase here. Something like people just often in songs they'll do like a countdown, like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4 or whatever. He's got his own little thing for you here. He's gonna pay attention to it.
Okay.
Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow.
That old 80s Russian singer on Vitus or whatever his name is.
Vitus.
Like the fifth Vitus is, this is so much better than that. I could listen to that over and over again, but this is absolute fucking garbage. Yep. This makes me want to take my forehead and bash it against the sharp corner of my desk right now.
Well, it's not going to get better. I hate to break it to you.
Oh, no. Why isn't there? Go. Just go.
So, it's all about how he wants to go up into the air just so that he can dance. It's called Dancing in Heaven, but it's all about dancing in space. And there is a music video for this, and in the video they're all dressed up like pilots, like just regular old airline pilots and shit. It's so fucking dumb.
Oh my God, this sounds like incredibly like knockoff, like, you know, Eurotechno.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if you've ever heard the song Deja Vu before.
Oh, yeah.
Deja Vu? Like, that's a good fucking song. This is not. This is fucking garbage.
Well, I don't know. You might enjoy the hook. It's about to come up.
Oh, yeah. We'll see.
No, this thing, like, there's nothing redeeming about this song.
Oh, my God. You know why I hate this song?
Tell me.
Because my girlfriend would like it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a deceptively fun song. Like, the music is ridiculous, but it's upbeat and it's catchy. Like, I could see people tapping their toes to this. I enjoy this because
of
how.
And I know that's the worst thing about music is when it's always upbeat and fucking catchy. Everyone loves it, and even I find myself falling into that too.
Yep. Oh yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, this song is fucking garbage. Why do I love it?
It's amazingly bad, and like songs like this are why I did the show to begin with. But the lyrics to that chorus, it's very repetitive. Dancing in heaven, never thought I'd get this far. Orbital bebop. What the fuck does that mean?
Oh no, I thought you'd be able to see it with your Coke bottle glasses.
I know you would think that, but I can't.
Through them, I'll be beyond the radar. I'll bring the child to outer space.
So
my question is, who okayed this?
Well,
who said, "Oh, this is good. Let's put it out."
There are at least four. I mean, there's four people playing instruments in this band. There was a. It's a hit. This song's been in movies and shit. I don't understand what was so appealing about it, though.
This makes me want to go back in time and assassinate his father. Just the singer. The singer annoys me the most.
Oh, shit.
Vocals get on my fucking nerves in songs. That's my prime fucking thing when it comes to music.
Well, here you go. I'll give you a little bit of a visual.
Oh,
to
no. Looks like the fucking villain from what is that goddamn TV show? Oh my god, he looks like a villain from this goddamn children TV series. He had like this ridiculously cartoonishly long chin.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure.
Lazy Town, that's what it fucking was.
Why the fuck are they They're all dressed up like air traffic controllers and pilots and shit. And this song is
that
about
man
going
looks
to
like
heaven.
He's in pain.
Oh, he definitely is suffering here.
What is he wearing? What is that?
Well, I mean, that's 80s. What? Yeah.
I know that's. I know it's 80s, but what is that vest? Is that supposed to be a life preserver?
I imagine so. I got the rest of the band has a theme going on here, and this dude is doing his own thing.
Oh my god.
And what the fuck is he talking about? The celestial swing? What the hell is he saying?
Well, you know how women like to believe in star signs and all that, so maybe that's what he's talking about.
Oh, there you go.
He was just more woke than they were before.
You might be
on. He's sitting there rubbing his crystals.
God damn, I think you're right. See, you think there'd be a guitar solo? Nope.
This just could be one of those fucking shitty workout videotapes that you used to get in the fucking 80s, dude.
Yeah, 100% it could. Like, there's choreography being done here. There was a lot of production being put into this music video.
Yeah. And another thing I wanted to point out, that drummer, he's definitely balding and trying to hide it.
But, you know, they slow things down with this shitty little guitar riff that you think would lead into a guitar solo. And then all of a sudden it gets ramped back up with this keyboard, with this synth thing, whatever the fuck. And all they do is repeat one riff over and over again. It doesn't go anywhere.
Nope, they fool you just like they did with Jump by Van Halen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. God damn, that fucking song.
Why are his eye bags so bad? Am I the only
Holy
one
shit.
That's noticing that? It's like he's been up for fucking days off of coke. And trust me, I know. I've done it.
You know, you might be onto something because he's also got some serious crazy
he's
eye
like,
going on.
He's painted orange like they tried to say Trump was.
He is. He's got this weird pencil bar mustache thing going on.
Right. Grow an actual fucking mustache for God's sakes.
Oh, my God.
I didn't notice
the eyes. That's fucking funny. Watch the bebop in the sky. He is having too much fun with this.
This makes me really glad that Nine Inch Nails and Daft Punk happened. Because, you know, I've seen Nine Inch Nails live.
Okay.
And when they all come up on fucking stage, like, they rose up, and they're all just fucking playing instruments, and I'm just like, oh, this is fucking awesome. That was boring. If I saw that live, if I paid to see that, I would absolutely walk up to that band and demand a refund.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, what is this horse shit?
There's no
way. Why are you playing this?
I'm paying for this show. Like, if it's a free thing, I'd walk by. Like, they're all trying so hard to give you something, and at the same time, they act as if they don't want to be there.
Smash Mouth doing a free live performance is better than that.
I don't know, man. Smash Mouth is painful. Like, there's a reason I haven't brought it.
Come
to the
on, All Star is a great fucking song.
Oh, is it? You're right.
Oh, you can't fucking tell me every single time it comes on, you can't help sing to it. Just like fucking Nickelback. It's like a poison.
You know, now that I think
that
about
shitty
it,
music is fucking poison.
Now that I think about it, his cover of I'm a Believer is on all of my playlists. So you're right, Smash Mouth is amazing. God damn it. Oh, shit. Okay, so now that you've heard both of these songs, Devin, do you still think that Cold Chisel has got what it takes for Shitty Song of the Week?
Cold, that song was way worse than the one that you played.
Okay.
Because I swear to God, if I was driving and somebody put on that song, you know, let's say it was at the 8-hour stretch, I'm falling asleep and putting the car in the median. Because that's how boring that fucking song was.
You're right. It's that is an incredible. Q-Feel is incredibly upbeat, and that's the only redeeming factor to it. Like Cold Chisel, take the shitty production aside and how it was mixed so low and horribly. You know, it's beyond fucking boring. That shitty piano just drones on forever.
Also, in that other band, they need to take that microphone away from the drummer. He doesn't deserve it. He is not Phil Collins.
No, absolutely not. You guys know the drill. By this point in the episode, you go to our Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod, and you get to decide which one of these two songs deserves to move on for Shitty Song of the Year. If you think Cold Chisel was the shittier song this week, then vote for Cold Chisel. Otherwise, Q Feel is going to fight for it in December.
If you hate women, vote Cold Chisel.
Oh, goddamn, well said, sir. Well, David, I want to thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely, man. I have no problem. Like, if you ever want to do this again, I have plenty in my fucking head of music that I fucking hate.
Oh, absolutely.
That I can't stand.
We'll definitely be doing this again, man. Is there anything you want to plug before we wrap it up?
Okay, so head over to gaslightingpod.com to find my podcast. There's only one episode out right now. It should be hitting RSS feeds soon. It's just Gaslighting, and it's with me and John Jamingo, the Philly fanatic.
God damn, still doing something after that epic meltdown, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even though he said in that meltdown, fuck the five of you, as I was the first one that he messaged after that. He's like, yeah, I wasn't talking about you.
Oh, god damn, that's funny. Oh, shit. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. So, as always, this has been Brandon. And until next time.